Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
USDA's August World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates, or WASD, report delivered a shock to grain markets on Tuesday, projecting a record U.S. corn crop of 16.7 billion bushels for 2025. That's roughly 1 billion bushels more than last month's forecast and well above trade expectations. USDA pegging corn yield at 188.8 bushels per acre, the highest on record, with ending stocks expected at 2.1 billion bushels, the largest since 2018-19. Corn usage also raised, with exports projected at 2.9 billion bushels. Big supply increase sent corn futures to five-year lows. Soybean production trimmed by 43 million bushels to 4.3 billion as reduced harvested area outweighed strong yields of 53.6 bushels per acre. USDA did cut soybean exports by 40 million bushels. It lowered ending stocks to 290 million. That figure came in under many analyst estimates, lending modest support to bean markets. For wheat, USDA made only slight changes to production but raised exports by 25 million bushels on stronger early demand. Ending stocks lowered to 869 million bushels, tightening the domestic supply picture. Cotton faces more challenging conditions, USDA lowering U.S. production to 13.2 million bales on an average yield of 862 pounds per acre, citing an 8% drop in planted area, 15% decline in harvested acres, and rising abandonment, now 21% compared to 14%. National Ag Statistics Service projects a season average price, 64 cents per pound, amid tighter supplies. Now, internationally, USDA's projections reflected continuing strong global competition, especially from the Black Sea region, but U.S. wheat demand remains firm in both traditional and opportunistic markets. Report surprise was the sheer size of the corn crop, exceeding the most optimistic trade guesses. Soybeans and wheat seeing adjustments that may support prices, but the corn outlook decidedly bearish unless weather or export demand changes the balance. Well, ranchers nationwide, especially in the South, increasingly tapping USDA's LRP program. That's the Livestock Risk Protection Program, to guard against price volatility. Usage jumped from just 71,000 head insured in 2017 to 7.5 million by July of 2025. Last year alone, 6.2 million head covered, up from 4.97 million in 2023. Its growth spurred in part by USDA updates to premium cost and deferred payment options. Well, according to the latest USDA U.S. Ag Tractor and Combine report from AEM, equipment retail sales remain soft through July. Two-wheel drive farm tractor sales dropped 4.1%. That's 17,366 units sold in July versus 18,000 in July of 24. Year-to-date, sales fell nearly 9.4%. And sales of 100-plus horsepower two-wheel drive tractors plunged 29.3% year-over-year. Four-wheel drive tractor sales 40.2% lower in July. It's Agriculture Today.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton research and promotion program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
You are right in the heat of the season. With field maintenance, planting, fertilizing, and spraying, you don't have time for equipment breakdowns. Let Wiley Implement and Spray Center, your Case IH dealer, be your partner in keeping your equipment running at peak performance. Our factory-trained technicians support you with in-field service and genuine Case IH parts. Wiley has 13 locations across Texas and Oklahoma. Visit us online at WileySprayers.com.
I'm Scott Wiley. We'll try hard to earn your business, but even harder to keep it. That's it. That's all.
with Agriculture Today. Here's Tony St. James.
Now, before we get to the numbers in the report, let's first look at the multiple data sources we use to establish the estimates.
Anthony Perlman is acting chief of the crops branch for NASS on the latest WASDE report.
We'll start with our ag yield survey, which is an operator-reported survey. In August, the sample size was nearly 15,000, with data collection occurring between July 30th and August 6th. Now, for this survey, we asked producers to report their expected yield as of August 1st, or in the case for winter wheat, their actual yields if harvest is complete. Now, for winter wheat, we also conducted our objective yield survey this month in the 10 program states. Now, for this survey, instead of surveying farmers, we survey wheat fields. We send trained enumerators into the fields who lay out two units and make measurements and counts on a monthly basis throughout the growing season. Now, as the crop matures, heads are clipped and sent to the NASS Objective Yield Lab for analysis. Now, this month, we surveyed 1,155 winter wheat fields between July 25th and August 1st. However, at this point in the season with harvest underway, the enumerators are monitoring the fields to make sure they make one final visit to take counts and clip heads before that sample field is harvested, so that work can occur anytime within the month. Now, in addition to the survey work, we also utilized satellite data for both acreage and yield estimation. Now, for yield, this is primarily for corn and soybeans in the Corn Belt. And as you can see on the slide, the imagery we utilized was through July 27th. And this primarily is NDVI or vegetative index information that we use to model yields. And then lastly is the FSA certified acreage that we use in combination with survey data, satellite imagery, and other administrative data sources to estimate planted area. And we'll talk about that review process in a little bit.
On cotton?
As of August 3rd, 55% of the cotton acreage was rated in good to excellent condition compared to 45% rated in these two categories at the same time last year. Now, as you can see, conditions have generally improved starting back on June 22nd of this year, and currently only the 2021 crop was rated higher than this year's crop at the same point in the season. Now, looking at cotton development in terms of the percent of acreage setting bolls, you can see how this year's crop compares to the previous 5 years. As of August 3rd, development was in line with those previous years and was running just slightly behind the five-year average pace in terms of setting bolls. Looking at today's cotton numbers, planted acreage at 9.28 million acres was lowered 8.3% or 843,000 acres from the June estimate and is down 17% from last season. Harvested acres are forecast at 7.36 million. That's down 5.8% from last year. Now, as a reminder, August represents our first harvested acreage forecast of the season for cotton. Yield is forecast at 862 pounds per acre. That is down 2.7% or 24 pounds from the previous year. And then production is forecast at 13.2 million bales, down 8.3% from 2020. You can see that this year's planted acreage is the lowest on the chart. And in fact, this is the lowest acreage since 2015. But as you may recall, back in June, we said that several factors are leading to this year's decline, including lower prices, higher input costs, and wet spring planting conditions in some areas of the growing region. You can see this is the third consecutive year of declining yields and third straight year under trend. Now, looking at how this year's forecasted yields compared to last year by state, you can see this is somewhat of a mixed bag in terms of increasing and decreasing yields from the previous season. I do want to point out that we are forecasting record high yields in North Carolina and Mississippi. Now, in terms of production, you can see how this year's production forecast of 13.2 million bales compares to the previous nine seasons.
It's Agriculture Today.
You hear that? That's the sound of forever. Because there's nowhere else you'd rather spend forever than on land like this. Tending a herd, growing crops, raising a family. At Capital Farm Credit, we thrive at helping the next generation of farmers and ranchers like yourself by providing advice, products, and opportunities to help you build a life on the land you love most. To learn more, visit CapitalFarmCredit.com. Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
This has been Scott, Scott Land Company in Dimmitt, Texas. We have literally sold thousands of acres of grassland in Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Oklahoma. Our inventory on ranches is as low as it has been in years. We really need listings on ranches of all sizes. Look at our website, scottlandcompany.com. Give us a call at 800-933-9698.
This is Agriculture Today.
For trade and overall this year, it's been a little bit down, I would say. For our industry, trade is vitally important.
Maria Zeba is the Vice President of Government Affairs for the National Pork Producers Council.
We export over 25% of our production, and that's really concentrated in the areas where we have the countries where we have free trade agreements with and those comprehensive trade agreements that we negotiated a few decades ago. And with that, that's created a lot of opportunities for our industry to export a lot of products, products that we don't consume as much in the United States, but overall growing the value for that our producers receive for that market hog. Ultimately, last year we exported over $8 billion of pork and pork exports to over 100 countries. The vast majority of that went to those 20 countries that we have a free trade agreement with. This year, we are slightly down in our export. We are through first part of this year, our exports were $3.5 billion, and that's compared to 3.7. So about a 4.5% decrease in exports here January through May. And we expect to have the new data come out shortly. With that, some of the top markets that we are continuing to do very well in are Mexico, for example, and Colombia. Those are our shining stars, as well as some market access into Australia and Central America. The Asian markets are the ones that we're hurting some bit in, and Canada. And Canada does have that reciprocal tariff on our products, on processed products. And so that has definitely hurt a bit of our exports into that market.
And how important is Mexico?
The relationship with Mexico is vitally important to our industry, and it's not just because of the exports that we, that the pork products that we send to Mexico, we sell to Mexico, but mainly because of also the foreign animal disease issues and making sure that we prevent diseases from coming into the country from Mexico, or in some cases, flies, for example. Screwworm has been at the top of the list here and has caused market disruptions in the cattle industry, for example. But for us, Mexico has been a real shining star. Last year, we exported $2.7 billion of pork and pork products. This year, the first 5 months of this year were at $1 billion. So it's certainly an important market for us for our exports, but I'd say that it's equally, if not more important, to be collaborative on the foreign animal disease issues, just because we certainly don't want to see an incursion of whatever disease or pests are out there coming through that Mexican border. And we've been doing a lot to engage with the Mexican pork producers on this issue.
Maria Zeba with the National Pork Producers Council. This is Agriculture Today.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688.
There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
As a reminder, starting last year, NASS began reviewing planted and harvested acreage in August to determine if updates need to be made to the previous published estimates instead of waiting until later in the season as we had historically done.
Anthony Prilliman is acting chief of the crops branch at the National Ag Statistics Service on releasing the August WASDE.
Now, the goal of this early review is to ensure that the published acreage estimates are as accurate as possible, as early as possible, to help forecast final production for the year. Now, we are mainly incorporating the latest FSA certified acreage with our survey and satellite data and other sources of admin data to determine if updates need to be made to our previous estimates. Now, based on this review, we did make some adjustments to our previous estimates, which we will discuss as we look at the various crops.
And the report was a shocker, starting with corn.
Based on our review of FSA certified acreage, we did make some changes. Planted acreage at 97.3 million acres was raised 2.2% or 2.05 million acres from what was estimated in the June acreage report, and 7.4% more than was planted last year. Harvested area for grain is forecast at 88.7 million acres. That is also up 2.2% from the previous forecast and 7% higher than last year. Now, as of August 1st, yield is forecast at 188.8 bushels per acre. That is up 5.3% or 9.5 bushels from the previous year. Now, if realized, this would represent a record high yield for the U.S. Now, production is forecast at 16.7 billion bushels. That is up 12.6% from 2024, and it, too, represents a record high for the U.S. Now, just as a reminder, August represents our first yield and production forecast of the season for corn, so that is why you do not see a calculated percent change from the previous estimate.
Says when you start looking at the past 10 years, it's interesting.
You can see that this year's planted total is the highest across this time series. And in fact, this is the second highest planted area on record since 1936, only behind the amount planted in 2012. You can see how this year's forecasted yield of 188.8 bushels compares to the previous years in trend. Now, as you can see, this is the third consecutive year of higher yields, and this year's forecasted yield is above trend. Let's now look at the current yield forecast by state. Now, looking across the country, you see a lot of blue on this map, indicating better yields this year compared to last. Based on conditions up to this point in the season, it's not surprising that we are anticipating record high yields in many states this year, including Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Virginia, and Wisconsin. Now, as you can see, the NASS forecast falls well above the range of expectations, so it will probably be a surprise to most of them.
And for soybeans?
Planted acreage at 80.9 million acres was lower 2.9% or 2.5 million from the June estimates and is down 7% from last season. Harvested acres are forecast at 80.1 million acres, also down 2.9% from the previous forecast and 6.9% below last year. A yield is forecast at 53.6 bushels per acre. That is up 5.7 or 2.5 bushels from the previous year. Now, if realized, this would represent a record high yield for the U.S. Production is forecast at 4.29 billion bushels. That is down 1.7% from 2024. And then I also want to point out that the top five states listed in that bottom table are all forecasting record high yields this year. Now, as you can see on this chart, this year's soybean acreage will be the lowest in the U.S. since 2019.
It's Agriculture Today.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton research and promotion program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
Beef production, as you can see here, we lowered for both 2025 and 2026.
Mark Jackanowski is chairman of USDA's World Ag Outlook Board. At Tuesday's unveiling of the August WASDE report.
Basically, what we're seeing here is reduced placements in the second half of this year, second half of 2025, along with reduced cow slaughter, is tightening up supplies in 2026. So supplies are down this month for both calendar year 2025 and 2026. Pork production also lowered for both years. For 2025, just kind of truing up to recent data on slaughter volume and a little bit lighter weights, and carrying some of that forward into 2026 tightens up the supply next year as well. Broilers and turkey truing up production for 2025 just based on recent hatchery data. And then into 2026, broiler production raised further, looking at good returns on broilers and lower feed costs as well, which are also supporting those returns. So that should support some production increase. Livestock prices, steer prices, as you can see here, we raised pretty strongly this month. 2025 steer price raised $5.75 per hundredweight. Boosted that up $15 per hundredweight for next year, for 2026. And it's just a continued situation of tight supplies and very strong demand supporting these steer prices that have been on a pretty strong trajectory for several months now. And we expect that to continue as long as demand holds up. Hogs, again, just kind of truing up their prices based on recent price data, and also supporting some of that hog price increase would be strength from the cattle complex and higher beef prices as well. Broilers and turkeys for 2025, just again truing up prices based on recent data. And broiler price forecast for 2026 reduced a penny a pound, reflecting that higher production anticipated for next year. So on beef trade, tighter supplies for both 2025 and 2026, leading us to reduce our export forecast marginally. But the main story here is on the import side. Beef imports lowered for the balance of 2025 and in through 2026. Primarily reflecting tariffs on some major import suppliers, of course, especially Brazil, but potentially some offsets from imports from Oceania, Mexico, other parts of South America. Dairy production up, based largely on the recent, most recent milk production report, higher cow numbers, as well as increases in milk per cow, supported also going forward by lower feed costs. So milk production up overall. And then in terms of dairy trade, the main kind of the summary story there is that we still have very good, strong export competitiveness across both fat basis and skim solids basis products. We're seeing a lot of export strength in butter and cheese, as well as non-fat dry milk and whey.
It's Agriculture Today.
You are right in the heat of the season. With field maintenance, planting, fertilizing, and spraying, you don't have time for equipment breakdowns. Let Wiley Implement and Spray Center, your Case IH dealer, be your partner in keeping your equipment running at peak performance. Our factory-trained technicians support you with in-field service and genuine Case IH parts. Wiley has 13 locations across Texas and Oklahoma. Visit us online at WileySprayers.com.
I'm Scott Wiley. We'll try hard to earn your business, but even harder to keep it. That's it. That's all.
You hear that? That's the sound of forever, because there's nowhere else you'd rather spend forever than on land like this. Tending a herd, growing crops, raising a family. At Capital Farm Credit, we thrive at helping the next generation of farmers and ranchers like yourself by providing advice, products, and opportunities to help you build a life on the land you love most. To learn more, visit CapitalFarmCredit.com. Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
This is Agriculture Today.
All right, we do have quite a few other crops in today's report, and I'll move through these fairly quickly.
Highlighting more crops under the World Ag Supply Demand Estimates Report, or WASD, Anthony Prilliman, Acting Chief of the Crops Branch at the National Ag Statistics Service.
Starting with barley, both planted and harvested area was lowered more than 5% from the previous estimate. Yield at 77.9 bushels per acre is up 1% or 0.8 of a bushel from the July forecast and up 1.3% from the previous season. Production is forecast at 141 million bushels. That is down 2.8% from 2024. Looking at dry edible beans, both planted and harvested area was lowered 13.2% from the previous estimate, and both are down more than 9% from last year. Yield at 2,203 pounds per acre is up 5.9% from 2024, while production is forecast to be down 3.9% compared with last season. Looking at hay, no changes were made to the previous harvested acreage forecast for either alfalfa or other hay. Alfalfa yield is forecast at a record high 3.51 tons per acre. That is up 2.9% from last year. However, production is forecast to be down 0.2% from the previous season due to the reduction in harvested acres. Other hay yield at 2.08 tons per acre is down 0.5% from last year, but the production forecast is up 1.6% from 2024 due to the increase in harvested acres, and this represents the highest production in the U.S. since 2016. Now for hops, acres strung for harvest at nearly 42,000 is down 0.7% from the previous estimate and down 6.4% from last season. Yield is forecast to be up 0.7% from last year, while the production forecast of 82.1 million pounds is down 5.7% and the lowest production since 2015. All right, moving on to oats. Both planted and harvested area was raised more than 2% from the previous estimate. Yield at 76.2 bushels per acre is up 0.9% from the previous forecast, but down 0.4% from the previous season. However, this year's expected yield still represents the second highest yield on record since the 2024 yield was a record high for the U.S. Production at 64.3 million bushels is up 3.3% from the July forecast, but down 5.2% from 2024. Now, looking at peanuts, both planted and harvested area was raised a little over 2% from the previous estimate, and both are up over 7% from the previous season. Now, yield at 3,838 pounds per acre is up 4.6% compared to the 2024 average yield. And production at 7.25 billion pounds is up 12.4% from last year, and this would represent a record high production total for the U.S. if realized. All right, total rice planted in harvested area was raised over 3% compared with the previous estimate, but both are down from the previous season. A yield at 7,636 pounds per acre is down 1.4% from 2024, while production is forecast to be down 6.2% compared with last season. Planted and harvested sorghum acreage was raised over 6% from the previous estimate, and both are up from 2024. As of August 1st, yield is forecast at 69 bushels per acre. That is up 12.6% or 7.7 bushels from 2024, while production is forecast to be up 13.9% compared to last season. Sugar beet planted and harvested area was lowered less than 1% from the previous estimate, and both are down from last year. Yield at 32.9 tons per acre is up 1.2% from 2024, while production is forecast to be down 0.7% compared with last season.
It's Agriculture Today.
This has been Scott, Scott Land Company in Dimmitt, Texas. We have literally sold thousands of acres of grassland in Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Oklahoma. Our inventory on ranches is as low as it has been in years. We really need listings on ranches of all sizes. Look at our website, scottlandcompany.com. Give us a call at 800-933-9698.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.